Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Raymond, it's a crazy feeling and I'm no...
That's the late, great Buddy Holly bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Alan Mates. Alan is the torchbearer, the King Biscuit over at Radiant One, which is a great marketing marketing firm out of Chicago, working with companies all over the country, large and small, and formerly Robinson Mates. As I've been mentioning fairly recently, Alan felt that it was important to rebrand a company and to demonstrate that the new reality of the marketplace has his attention. It's being accepted by customers very well, Alan, but you pointed out recently to me that you when you make this kind of a shift, when you make this kind of a change, when you take the dramatic steps that you've taken to rebrand your company, you cannot minimize the impact that it's going to have on your stakeholders inside your four walls, your employees. Tell us about that.
Absolutely correct. In fact, that's one of the audiences that us small businesses and many of the larger companies we deal with forget about. And as we looked at rebranding ourselves and the opportunity to retell or tell a new story to our constituents, the number one constituent group on that list were our own employees. Mm-hmm. And we were restarting this company as a startup by grown-ups, is sort of how we were looking at it. Mm-hmm. So a team of experienced people. So our employees were part of the story of why we were rebranding. But they are our most important advocates. They are the ones that are touching the prospects and customers on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And if they didn't buy into the story, understand their role in the story, and understand how they represent this new brand and getting that brand message out to the various audiences, we would fail and fail fast.
Where did you start? How did you start with this process?
We started the process of the internal communication, Jim, or the
yes.
The process of the internal communication really started before we even had the new company name. We wanted the company culture that we wanted to build to drive what we named the firm. And so we met with the various groups of employees, whether or not they're strategy planners, account handlers, creative people, both collectively and in smaller groups as well as individually, understood how they saw our role based on the mission of this new company, and really tried to formulate everything from the core position of the company to the name of the company to how we go to market based on that buy-in and that vested interest from our employee base. And that got the morale shot through the roof.
Right.
And they walked the talk.
And how did you involve your people in the early thinking, the early discussion? Did you get them to help you? Did you say, you know, something like, okay, guys, you know, we're in a new world. We got new tools and new opportunities, but also new challenges. We're thinking that we need to make some adjustments. What do you think about that? Did you go that far? Did you bring them in at that level?
We did go that far, and we also surveyed them and asked them to respond as if they were consumers.
Now, here's I'm going to stop you for a second. Folks, he's making this sound like that's what a big company would say. But that survey wasn't very big, right? I mean, you're a small business. It's not like you're a multinational conglomerate or something.
No.
So my point is even though you are a small business, you still surveyed those employees.
Absolutely. And now we didn't go as far as a survey monkey or anything like
no,
that.
No. But we
had 8 questions in an email.
Yeah. But you ask everybody to answer these questions, and that didn't take long either because you're a small company.
Right, and the purpose was answer it as if you're a consumer in the marketplace shopping mm-hmm. for certain items or services. Based on those answers, And based on the company that we were under, mm-hmm. Robinson and May, I saw that there was a common thread that they all agreed,
right,
based on how they were shopping and looking, mm-hmm. at brands and products in the marketplace, was different than who people thought we were. And that was the first way to get
and
them
you learned things
the
from
need.
Them. You learned things from them you probably didn't even know existed, didn't you?
Absolutely, because yeah. they're not all 55 years old and gray-haired.
Very interesting. Alan, congratulations on the courage and the leadership that you've shown to redirect your company the way you have. Congratulations on the success that has been inside and outside your four walls. And we look forward to continuing our business with you over the years.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Alan Mates, ladies and gentlemen. That's Radiant-1.com. That's his new website. Check it out. See what you think. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.